Francis Ferdinand Bugatti was a strange fellow indeed. Raised in Monza, northern Italy, in allegedly modest but not the worst of circumstances, he nonetheless stumbled onto the wrong path at an early age, serving 3 years in prison for various robberies. In October 1890, at the age of 22, he was released and made his way by foot over the Gotthard Pass to Lucerne. There Gotti hoped to make the acquaintance of fellow Italian countrymen and find work, but in the end, he was merely exploited and cheated out of his wages. It is therefore quite possible that it was out of sheer distress, or so he claims, that he and an accomplice broke into a Lucerne jeweler's shop, stealing, amongst other things, a gold watch, of which there remains no trace to this day. It was during a second attempted burglary that the thieves were actually arrested. It was 3 p.m. on the afternoon of the 14th of January 1891, when Gotti finally escaped custody only to land in Kriens, where he had to resort to beggary. Interrogations upon his second arrest were carried out with the help of an interpreter. Of course, Gotti denied having had anything to do with the murder of Fräulein Degen. No, the hat found near the scene of the crime was not his. Also, he did look very much like his own. He had lost his hat in a very different part of the city. It was during one of the other questionings that Gotti made an absurd statement. The cloth rack that had been found on Inselistrasse by the children, that hat lining with the twisted cord wrapped inside it, which had been found amongst the possessions of the murdered teacher. Yes, yes, that was his. Gotti said he had torn out the hat lining to wipe off a dirty spoon whilst in detention. He recognized the scrap of cloth beyond the doubt by virtue of a grease stain on it. Upon becoming aware of the fact that he was incriminating himself with this statement, Gotti tried to backpedal, saying, Santo cielo, if he had actually killed the girl, he would hardly be dumb enough to implicate himself in the matter, would he? The honesty of his statement, in fact, only further proved his innocence. The cunning devil.